of enjoyment, man. Like I said, you've been on social media. I live on social media pretty much. And you got a chance to perform with some of your all-time greats. Like, I saw the one with you and Patti LaBelle.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Incredible.
You got to spill on that one, man. You got to give me a little
that
bit
one,
of...
That one's like an accident. She's playing the soundboard, and by us performing there, I knew some of the security people and all that, and so we walked up in there, and I got tickets literally the day of, and their seats weren't that great, so I'm like, all right. So I got there, and security guard told me, hey, I heard her sound check at her last song, Lady Marmalade. She pulls up guys that can sing and dance, so run to the front of the stage. And I'm like, what? I'm like, it's never going to happen, man. She doesn't know who I am. I don't care. It's not a big deal. I came to see her. So I'm like, screw it. I'm going to try it. So I ran up there, and I was with Chris Plate. I gave my phone. He was like, get up there. And she was like, you. And she picked me. And so I'm like, holy shit. So I'm like, you better record this. So I walked up there, and it was fun. Like, she's just like, can you sing? And I'm like, yeah, a little. And then she touched my hair, and I was like, wow.
Okay, first of all, let's rewind it. Sir, you are humble almost to a fault. Can you sing? A little bit.
Well, am I going to be like, yeah, girl? Like, it's a legend. Like, can't say that to her.
But still, I mean, like, you got a chance to play with the legends. You got a pass from Michael Jordan. Joe Montana threw you the ball. Like,
yeah.
you're in the pantheon of legends. Lady Marmalade literally handed you the mic and said, finish it.
Yeah.
And
fun.
You did not disappoint. But was there kind of like a...
as hell. But yeah.
Really?
I'm like, this is do or die right here. Like, and it was crowded. And people were on their feet for this song. So, I mean, she passed in the mic. And a lot of the other guys were up there. They were dancers. And they were shaking their ass. And some guys just wanted to be up there. So they were just doing whatever. So I'm like, I'm going to take advantage of this situation. Like, if I get, like, the approval from her, then I know I got some talent. And she said it. And I was like, holy shit. And it was kind of cool because I went home. And my mom's, like, huge fan of her. That's how I knew who she is growing up. And I told my mom, and I, like, teared up, like, oh, my God, this really happened to you? And I show her the video, and she's just so proud and excited. I was like, oh, like, that actually made me more happy than actually singing with her. It was kind of weird. But.
No, that's cool. Because, honestly, when you get a chance, not only did you, you know, perform with a legend, when you could bring that back, like, hey, Ma, hey, Dad, I did this. Like,
yeah.
I'll give you a personal story, you know. We been, you know, we fam here. Like, when my dad didn't think this is a thing until I was sitting across from people he liked.
Right.
If that made sense. So it's just like...
Oh, I was the same way.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like, hey, we're parents. We're going to make sure we have our best interest for our kids.
Right.
So have a backup plan. Have a blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But they didn't realize how real it was till they saw people they knew. Like, I don't want to bore the listeners too much, but the Herald story of hanging out with Joan Rivers on mic here, and me and my wife Tasha, you met Tasha. Anyway, me and my wife, we went out and we're hanging with Joan Rivers for a night, and my mom is looking at it on Facebook like, no, that is a thing. That happened. And she's like, okay, maybe there is something to this. Or my dad, I think I won him over when I got a chance to talk to George Clinton, and he was just like, oh, word? Okay.
That's awesome.
Now it's a real thing to them. So, yeah, that is a very big part. When you got a chance to show the YouTube video to your mom.
Yeah, it happened to my dad, too.
Your dad? And
my dad, he's a huge Tigers fan. My grandpa, with my dad's dad, went to, like, every Tigers game and was all that. And my grandpa's not alive, but my dad, the first time I did the national anthem, because I've sang there 5 times now, but the first time I did it, I remember seeing him after, and my dad doesn't cry, doesn't show any emotion, straight up like just stern Mexican guy, you know? So, and to see like this lady that was sitting next to him, and I didn't even know her, she was just like, this is your father? I'm like, yeah. She was like, he was crying the whole time you were singing. I was like, are you serious? She's like, yeah. She's like, I don't even know who you are, but he told me like, that's his son. I didn't believe him. So you got up here, and now you're talking to him, and And she was like, yeah, he bawled his eyes out. He was just so proud of you. I'm like, wow. Like, so, like, it's, I know exactly what you're talking about. Situations like that, to make them proud is very
Cool. Because it's